Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me anytime with questions at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Pastor Drew Sams. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's N like in North, P-I-E-R.com. I am actually very happy to announce that North Pier's Jim Scheinberg will be joining my show in January for a regular segment, Family Financial Manners, in which matters is what I mean to say. Manners actually probably applies, in which we'll be discussing that favorite topic that all families love, money, 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 which has become a bigger concern in recent years for all families. So stay tuned when Jim joins the Bruce Allen Show in January of 2011. Wow. It's usually time for the men's room with Wayne Levine, but as I indicated in the last segment, he is away happily celebrating his 27th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Wayne and Rhea. In his place, happily, we have Pastor Drew Sams, who is joining us for the men's room segment and will stay with us for his usual teen rap segment. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back, as always, to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks again for having me. Appreciate having me on.
I love it, and I'm glad you can join us for two segments, especially during this holiday season when I think all things spiritual are on people's minds.
Yes, it's a busy season, and I got to tell you, this is the first time that you and I have talked now that I'm in my 30s. I celebrated my 30th birthday yesterday.
Wow. Darn, you're still about half my age.
I'm catching up, though.
It actually does work that way.
You know, yeah.
The multiples get closer.
It does.
I'm looking forward to the day, though, that you catch up to me in weight.
There you go.
I don't think that's likely. I mean, Pastor Drew, for those that don't know, is a very tall, thin, and handsome guy, also with a head of hair I envy. Though he talks about cul-de-sacs developing, but I don't buy that.
That's what my barber tells me. Yeah, she was cutting my hair, and she says,
I love that expression. It's
cul-de-sac.
Very funny.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you should see my engineer. He has a very large cul-de-sacs, given his look. Anyway, that expression from Rabbi Hillel, which actually predates Jesus. He was around even before. BCE, as the Jews like to refer to that time. If not now, when? What say you?
Wow. First off, what a wise four words that Rabbi Hillel said, gosh, 2,000 years ago plus.
And did you know, by the way, that he also coined the Golden Rule?
Did he really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Wise man.
Yeah, indeed.
Wise man. But, you know, it's interesting. I've been thinking about that phrase since you reminded me of it. I had heard it when I was younger, and this week reading your article again, I was thinking of it. The first thing that popped into my mind actually was about 15 years ago, I had sat down with somebody. I was in high school. And I was telling them about my relationship with my father,
mm-hmm.
and how over the years we'd kind of drifted apart. My parents had been divorced when I was pretty young, 6 years old.
Mm.
And I was waiting for him to kind of reinstate that relationship, to reconcile. And this friend of mine said to me, you know, Drew, you're going to be the one who's going to have to make that happen. If you want that relationship, you can't wait.
How old were you at that time?
I got probably sometime in high school, maybe 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been half a life ago for me. And I remember him saying, you know, you're going to have to do this. I said, well, you know, maybe I'll wait a little bit longer. You know, eventually he'll come around and he'll call and he'll, you know, want to spend a lot more time with me. And kind of paraphrasing, this friend of mine said, basically, you know, if not now, when, Drew? When are you going to call?
Hmm.
And it's kind of with a heavy heart that I say, here I am 15 years later, and that now 15 years ago didn't happen. And I'm still waiting for that relationship.
Meaning you never spoke with him?
Well no, we've spoken, but I mean, we've spent time together, but you know, we talked yesterday, and I think it was the first time in about a year that we had talked. So, you know, people ask me, "Well, do you have a bad relationship with your father?" And I said, "Well, no, it's not bad. You know, it's fine. We're around each other. We don't argue. We don't get on each other's nerves. But there's really no relationship. There's no real. I don't know what's going on in his life. He doesn't know what's going on in my life. And I want that.
You don't want that, you mean?
Well, yeah, I want the relationship. I don't want it how it is now. You're right.
So the lesson is not just if not now, when. The other lesson I take from what you just said is we all tend to stand on a certain level of ceremony sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I call you, and if you don't call me back, you know, boo on you. Well, maybe I have to call twice.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just the nature of what our relationship is going to be. And maybe with your father, you're just going to have to reach out that much harder.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like I wish he could be the one who's told, if not now, when will you start that, you know, deeper relationship with your son? But I'm thinking I need to hear that, and I need to initiate. I can't wait.
Well,
for him.
You have you have the advantage of time, and he doesn't.
True, true.
So I will give you the spiritual guidance and suggest that you make that extra effort.
Yeah. Yeah, as my friend said 15 years ago, so now I've got to. You know, which reminds me of something I heard in a conference. They said, if you want to do something, if you don't actually do it within 48 hours, you'll never do it.
Hmm.
You know, you go to a conference, let's say it's a big business conference, or you go away for a retreat, and there's some goals that you set as an individual or an organization. I remember them saying, and I'll never forget this, if you walk away with some goals, some next action steps, some tangible steps, if you don't do it within 48 hours, basically now, then you'll never do it. And so I've got 48 hours from this radio program to call my dad. How's that?
All right. Well, I want to follow up.
All right.
I want to text.
And I know you will.
So
I know you will.
I know you did a little homework for this show.
I did.
So I'd love to you to share with our listeners what other scriptures and or things you came up with upon you know, reflecting on this saying.
Yeah, you know, the scriptures, there's such wisdom throughout, and even there's actually a section of scripture referred to as wisdom literature, written by Solomon and others, but specifically Proverbs. There's this great proverb. It's in Proverbs 15:19, and it says this. It says, "The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway." And I think about a sluggard also in terms of somebody who procrastinates or puts things off. In a sense, they don't have an easy road ahead of them. They've got a road of thorns in front of them. So,
and self-imposed.
Yeah, it is. It's not something that is being, like you said, unlike you said, imposed from the outside. It's self-imposed. And when they choose it, you know, I'll put it off for tomorrow. Maybe next week. Maybe. Well, I'll just wait to make it a New Year's resolution. It's already mid-December. I'll just wait to the New Year. Really, you're just making it harder for yourself down the road. And I think there's huge wisdom in that. And it says on the opposite end, but the path of the upright is a highway. And you think about how fast you can travel on a highway. You think about people who are able to do things right now. I've got friends, coworkers, and people I respect who are able, you know, to live in the now, and it seems like they're always getting stuff done. They're living on that highway.
Isn't there that corny phrase that when you want something done, give it to a busy person?
There you go. Yeah, it's true.
And it is true. It is amazingly true. How the lazy person just can't get anything done. It's very, very funny. Well, if not now, when applies to the fact that we are running out of time for this segment. So we will be back and we will continue with Pastor Drew on this subject a little bit as it focuses on teens. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email at bruce@brucesalen.com. We'll be back with Pastor Drew for another segment, and it will be Teen Rap after these words from our sponsors.